This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Our friend Will Manso is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You see Will Manso covering and anchoring sports for WPLG Local 10 here in Miami. You see him on the Heat broadcast on FanDuel Sports Network Sun last night. Crowder, we were talking about it, a special broadcast, Bam Adebayo, he broke the Heat's double-double record. Ronnie Cicely was in the booth with Eric Reed and John Crotty as it happened, and it was a cool moment. And thanks for joining us, Will. You covered him, you've covered Bam his entire career, because he's been here his entire career. I'm guessing everyone was super happy for him. Because Crowder's got questions about Bam for you. But putting all that aside, just covering him since he's been here, since he was a first-round draft pick, and watching what happened last night, pretty cool.
I mean, look, I tell people the story all the time about Bam and the ascension that he's had as a player and as a leader. It was amazing to see, and he's only 27. When it's all said and done, Bam's going to be – basically, his name is going to be next to Dwayne Wade on about every single record in the books. You know, and this was a double-double, so this was more about size than Dwayne, obviously. So Bam's all alone now at the top. But the man he's become in the community, the person he's become, I can remember vividly draft night. Giselle and I were in the Keys on vacation. I'm at a bar. We're having drinks. I said, oh, look, the Heat draft pick is up. I look up, and they say, Idris Adebayo, Bam Adebayo from Kentucky. I'm like, who, what, why, who is this guy? I've seen a couple of clips, but is this guy any good? And to think from that player so raw to the player he's become now, he's earned and deserves every bit of the credit.
And, Will, that's what we kind of talked about earlier in the show. Like, you said it's going to be next to Wade, but is he closer to a Wade or a UD? Where, like, he's a Heat lifer, he's a very good player, but I can't put Bam and Wade in the same sentence. I don't know if Bam right now would be a Hall of Famer. He's three-time All-Star. Like, we know we love him, but where does Bam sit in that conversation?
I mean, I think if he has – look, he's not Dwayne Wade. Obviously, nobody's Dwayne Wade. He's going to be the OG, the best in Heat history always because he's the original star player from the draft, you know, all the way through the end of his career. That's not going to happen again. But when you look at Bam, I think sometimes we take for granted a bit what he's done. Again, not just the development, the numbers. You mentioned the All-Star appearances, two-time Olympic champ, two NBA finals, and he's only 27 years old, already all over Heat record books. I tell you one thing, his jersey is going to go up one day in that arena, retired by the Miami Heat. He's much more Dwayne than he is UD, but he's not Dwayne. But he's in that direction. And that's not to say UD wasn't impactful, because I think sometimes people forget the UD of his young days as the impact that he had. But I think the longevity of play with Bam will likely go on longer than UD's. I think Bam's got the potential to be 5, 6, 7, 8 more years at this 20-10 level. And I do think if he does that, he is a Hall of Famer. I think that jersey will go up. It's hard to compare him to Dwayne because Dwayne's the original. He's always going to be the best in Heat history.
That answers your question, Crowder, because that was the question that we kind of had. Is his jersey going to hang in the rafters one day? And we were like, I don't know.
Yes.
And you're saying
yes.
Definitively.
Yeah.
There's no question. 100%.
There is no question in my mind that barring on something unforeseen, look what happened with Chris Bosh and these terrible things that happened. Athletes' careers cut short. I get it. But barring something like that, Bam Adebayo is going to have that number retired one day, because from 19 years old again, the accolades I just mentioned, if he does that for another 5-6 years, you're looking at a 13-14 year career with all those accolades and whatever is to come. Yeah, he'll have that number retired one day.
Is he untouchable? Would they ever consider trading him?
He's as close to untouchable as possible because I think his name has come up plenty of times from other teams. I think anytime somebody picks up the phone and calls the Heat, the first thing they say is Bam Adebayo. And I think the first thing Pat Riley and the Ellisberg say is no. I obviously, in some complex superstar-driven trade, could Bam be out there? Maybe, but the chances of that are minuscule. I mean, the Heat, again, it goes more so to the player because the player's already good, but the impact of the community, he's the team captain. I mean, he's got his face is all over the place as far as charity and work in South Florida, his impact to schools and kids and his Bam Foundation. You know, it's incredible what he's done. So, yeah, he's as close to untouchable as you could be.
And he's a two, because obviously he wants to win championships. And every, you know, we talked about it with 2026. That's why the Wiggins trade and Jimmy and trying to get the money right. They didn't want to give Jimmy his $180 million, whatever the hell he got. Bam's a two on a championship team as we sit here today.
I mean, I think that's fair. I think, look, what do the Heat need? The Heat need an alpha, right? The Heat need an A, right? And I think Bam's always been a 1B in that sense with Jimmy and then Tyler's development. But look, they got the two finals with Jimmy leading the way with Bam having some big moments in the playoffs and big games, obviously. But I think it's clear, guys. I think the one thing people forget is while it's great that the Heat are kind of moving forward post-Jimmy and trying to figure things out, there is still a massive void left by the departure of Jimmy Butler that Andrew Wiggins can't replace alone. They need an alpha. They need an A at some point, whatever that may be, to team along with Bam and potentially Tyler, and whatever it takes to get that player, we're going to see in the next year or two. But, yeah, I think there's no doubt they need something else to make that next step to the level of actually competing for win a championship.
And I have so much stuff that I want to talk to Will about. But just to kind of shore up our conversation about the Heat, what you saw last night, that's what they should be doing, right? They're the kind of team, this is what I said to Crowder at the beginning of the show, they're the kind of team that'll split with Atlanta and blow a lead to the Knicks because the Knicks are a better team and a team that'll beat up on the Wizards. Like, this is exactly who they are. We shouldn't expect much different for the remainder of the season, should we?
I mean, look, you're 60 games in roughly, right? And this is what you've got all year. And you can sit there and you can talk about the issues they had behind the scenes with Jimmy and trying to move on past that and some injuries and things. But the reality is, until they prove otherwise, guys, this is who they are. They're a middle-of-the-pack team that has the potential to be more and has shown the ability to be more within games but hasn't found any consistency to finish games. You can't lead the NBA in blown double-digit second-half leads and say you're a legit contender and where you want to be. They have to get over that, and they've only got 20-plus games and whatever is playing playoffs ahead to try to fix it. That's a lot to ask.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.